You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 26. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, welcome back today to episode number 26. We are halfway through the year. I can't believe it's been 6 months of podcasting. I can't believe after all the time and research that I did on putting it together, I've now completed 6 months of being here with you, and I appreciate you being here with me. I don't know if you've been involved listening in since the very beginning, or if you just got started, or you came in somewhere halfway through. Hopefully, you're getting some value out of it. Hopefully, you'll go back and you will listen to past podcasts. And certainly, the greatest measure of success is a recommendation. So if you have friends, if you have colleagues, team members, whoever it is who want to build an online business, expand a network marketing business, or whatever it is that they're doing from home that they want to build mostly online, that's a lot of what I cover. This podcast hopefully will help them out. I am Jackie Ulmer, just like it said on the opening intro, and I'm trying something new today. It's actually summertime in beautiful Lake Arrowhead, California, where I live, up in the mountains, and it's a beautiful day. There's a cool breeze blowing, and I'm sitting out on my back deck, so you may hear some odd noises. There are birds chirping. You may hear the occasional dog in the background, maybe even the rush of the wind. I kind of wanted to do this today for a couple of reasons. Number one, the beauty of building your own business and creating the lifestyle of your dreams, which is often created with the business of your dreams, involves freedom. And that freedom allows us to not have to be in a cubicle, have to be in an office to go to work. And so often I record this in my, what I call my in-home studio, which sometimes is actually sitting in my bed, all comfy in there with my laptop. I use an Apple and use GarageBand and record this with a pretty high-powered microphone, I guess you'd say, microphone headset that my husband has. He's a drummer and musician as well as an airline pilot in his full-time career. But he had this and said, hey, I've got the perfect setup for you. So it's very, very simple. I don't have a big studio. My other studio that I often use is actually in my bathroom. I have a large master bathroom with a beautiful window that looks out on the pine trees. And I just pull a little seat in there and hop my laptop right up on the counter. And that's where I record my podcasts looking out. So may not be as glamorous as maybe you were thinking. I'm certainly not one of those who record in a big professional studio. But my whole goal is to keep it real and to help you realize this is something that you can do. Whatever it is that you aspire to in a business. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to build an online business. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of know-how. It does take a little bit of rolling up your sleeve and having some drive and ambition to figure out how to get things done, which is how I got started doing my podcast. I started listening to them. I kind of stumbled upon them when I started doing a show for the Home Business Radio Network. And through the little application on my iPhone that I would listen to that network on, I found all these other podcasts. And pretty soon I started researching and I realized really nobody in network marketing is doing consistently a podcast, and certainly no one in the online network marketing arena. So I thought, well, there's a niche, there's a need that I can fill, and that's exactly what I do. So hopefully that'll encourage you to maybe start your own podcast or certainly get started doing something. All right, so I've rambled on. told you a little bit about my outdoor environment. Maybe you can give me some feedback. If you think it's too noisy, if you can hear the birds and it's irritating, definitely let me know. But again, it really comes down to freedom. And today I thought, you know what? It's beautiful. I'm sitting out here with my glass of mango iced tea. I don't want to be cooped up inside, and I'm going to do my podcast for all of you right out here. So hopefully you'll enjoy it too, wherever you are. Maybe you're down in the southern hemisphere and it's winter. Just close your eyes and picture a nice, cool mountain breeze, sunny, beautiful sunshine on the pine trees, a nice glass of iced tea, and us being together, learning a little bit more about building a business online. So today my topic is to get back into list building, because it's a question that I get asked a lot. You know, how do I build a list? How do I attract people to it? Who's going to sign up for it? What do I give them? And that type thing. So I really wanted to get back into some of the essentials of that, so that I really drive the point home with you how critical your list really and truly is. So a couple of key things. First of all, the list that I am talking about is your email list. It's done through a lead capture system, an autoresponder system such as Pure Leverage, AWeber, those type things. And I'll have some resources in the show notes, which will be at jackiealmer.com/026. jackiealmer.com/026 if you're looking for those resources. But it's a simple lead capture form that you set up through an autoresponder service. You put that form, you can put it on Facebook, you can put it on your blog, ideally on both actually. You can put it out there, and you're enticing people to sign up to learn more from you, to allow you to share information with them. Maybe it's to learn more about your business specifically, or maybe it's to develop a generic list and, you know, entice people in who ultimately may want to join you in your business, but you take the generic route of doing it. But your email list is very different than your Facebook friends, your Facebook followers, your Facebook fans, your Twitter followers, your LinkedIn connections, your YouTube subscribers, all of those things. Those are great, and social media provides a huge platform, and it's a big part of what we do in the social media mix, but it is not your list. It could go away at any time. And I want to give you two examples of this, because so often I hear from people who say, I really don't need to build a list. I've got, you know, nearly 5,000 friends on Facebook. I've got 2,000 people on my fan page and blah, 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 blah. And I say, that is fantastic. Don't stop. Keep marketing that. Keep building that, because some people aren't ever going to get on your list. And at least you have the ability to connect with them and capture and share information there. But also keep in mind that those things can go away at an instance. And I'm going to give you two specific examples in the network marketing arena specifically that have happened. And the first one is MySpace. Now, MySpace certainly was not specific to network marketing, but for anybody who was building a profile, building a following, and building a presence on MySpace, you will recall that MySpace went away almost overnight. We were marketing there, we were interacting, engaging with people, sharing information, and then boom, almost overnight it was gone. Everybody had migrated over to Facebook, but guess what that meant? You had to start all over building that list, building those friends, building that following, and building that audience. And if that's solely what you're relying on to build your online presence, that can be a real downer, and it can really slow you down in your business. So that's a classic example. Now, another example is Squidoo, Squidoo.com, Squidoo.com. It's the brainchild of Seth Godin, which is really about building lenses. And it's kind of like a mini blogging platform, and you can typically build one on anything. Well, when Squidoo first launched, it was a wide open territory for those of us in network marketing, MLM, and that type thing. And sadly, as things often happen, many people got over there, spammed information, you know, made it really hypey, did all the bad things that so many network marketers do to basically ruin it for the rest of us, like I always say. And guess what happened? Overnight, Squidoo said, no more MLM, no more network marketing, and even making money online, making money from home, even those type things you had to be really super careful with. Because if they saw it as anyway hypey, spammy, possibly a scam or anything like that, they shut that lens down and there was no recourse for you. So if you've had put a ton of time and energy into building that, boom, that space was gone for you overnight. So those are two classic examples of how social media is a part of what you do, and those friends, followers, fans, connections, whatever you want to call them, they're important in the overall process of what you're doing, but you do not own that space, and you are very vulnerable when you are putting all of your marketing efforts into that. You need to be building a list. You definitely need to be building a list. That's such an important part of it. Now, over at Pure Leverage, we train you on all that. You can go to jackieelmer.com/PL3, as in Pure Leverage 3. And then that's the number 3, and learn some more about that. And we'll definitely get you dialed in if you want to, work with me in that and learning to develop that list and some of the training that goes on there as well. But whatever you do, you want to be building that list and capitalizing on what you have there. So another question I'm often asked is, why is list building so important for an online business? Well, your fortune is really made through your list. Think about how many websites you've landed on, maybe you got distracted, you had to go pick up the kids, or you had to go to work, or whatever it was, the computer got shut off, your windows got closed down that you had everything open in, and you lost that website. You hadn't opted into their newsletter list, and you can't remember which one it was because you were surfing the web looking at all different things. That has happened to almost all of us at some time, okay? So if you're not on a list or you don't capture people on your list, they're going to forget about you. It's out of sight, out of mind. People get busy, they get distracted, and as catchy as your domain name might be, they are not going to remember necessarily what it was or how to get back there. But if you've taken the time to put a lead capture form up in the top right above the fold area with an enticing offer to get them to opt in, you're going to have a lot better success of getting them back to your website, because getting them to your website the first time is part of it. I know for me, my most wanted response, the number one thing that I want them to do once they've landed on my site, is to sign up for my Profit in Your PJs report right there at jackieelmer.com. It's the first thing that I want them to do, because now I have the ability to market to them, to email them, to build a relationship with them. Whereas again, on Facebook, if you have 5,000 friends and your friends have 5,000 friends, I can guarantee you they're not all seeing what you post in your news feed. If you're posting your business information on a business or fan page, I can tell you they're not all seeing that. Facebook has changed the way they do business, and they want you to be paying to get those bigger listings and get it out there to where everyone who's your fan or friend or whatever can see that. So you're losing a lot of ground if you're just relying on those things. Now, what are some of the best ways to build a list? Well, I really like to market. I've built my own capture page over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's a page where I can send people strictly just to opt in for my Profit in Your PJs report. There's nothing else that they can do from there but fill out that form, opt in, and then I can begin to build that relationship. Now, through that capture page, it's very easy for me to market that out on social media. So you will find that several times a week I will promote that page in and of itself. Hey, grab your free report, How to Profit in Your PJs online, or whatever I want to put in there. I can buzz that out there over on Twitter. I can share it among my groups and my status update on LinkedIn. I can put it on my page on Facebook, share it on my wall on Facebook. I could even fine-tune it down to where only my network marketing and internet marketing friends on my friends list on Facebook see that, so it doesn't have to go out to everyone who's out there. All different things like that. So I have a lot of flexibility with promoting that. And that's one of the best ways I like to do it. I also like to do guest interviews where I'm interviewed on somebody's radio show, somebody's blog. I do guest blog posts, all those different type things. And that's the number one thing that I do with people, is take them back to that lead capture where I can get them signed up on my list if they're interested in what it is that I have to say, and I can begin to market to them, build a relationship with them, and do all those things that we've already talked about. So being a guest on those type things, it not only lends credibility, but it typically does give people an interest in you, and they want to hop over to your site, get signed up, and they want to learn more about what it is that you're doing. So those are my two of my favorite ways. You can also do paid advertising. You can do solo ads. There's a whole lot of different things that you can do to create awareness for what you're doing. Now you want to, learn a little bit more about that. That's way too much for this particular podcast, definitely, to get into paid advertising and solo ads and all that type thing. But know that there are free and what I call content marketing ways to build that list, and there are also paid advertising ways. And I will tell you, in my experience, content marketing is the best in terms of getting high quality, truly interested people on your list, but paid marketing is the best for building a list fast. The loyalty and interest level of those paid visitors can vary slightly, though. So it's not typically quite as powerful a list, but if you do a good job and you really work on building that relationship with that list, you will warm them up, and you will find over time that they will be very interested in what you have to share, very interested, some of them at some point, in doing business with you. So let's talk about some things then to do and not do with your email list. One of the biggest mis there, there's two big mistakes that a lot of marketers make early on with their list. The number one is pitching too soon, to where all that you do is really pitch your opportunity or whatever it is that your primary goal is online, pitching that too soon to a list before you've built a relationship with them. You've got to be delivering value. You've got to be delivering information that is helpful to them. I like to deliver little bites of information where they can go out and they can actually act on it right now. Whether it's sharing this podcast, how to do this, how to do that, how do you do this, Facebook changes, Facebook introduced hashtags, all different things like that are all examples of things that I've blogged about and then have promoted to my list, marketed to my list, so that they can learn more about how to use these tools, these different things that are available to them in building their business. So I like to do different things like that. So I'm really big on creating value, creating generic value, and it's okay to occasionally plug what it is you're working on. I've plugged Pure Leverage a good bit. Why? Because most people who come to me want to learn how to build their network marketing business online. They haven't ever necessarily wanted to partner with me in my primary network marketing company, or maybe they're already involved with that company. Whatever it is, they want to find a way to build their own primary network marketing business online, and Pure Leverage is the tool that gives me the ability to work with those people, to monetize it, to teach them how to monetize it, and get not only the blogging platform, the lead capture and autoresponders, but the internet marketing training, as well as the personal development and mindset training that are the critical factors to building any type successful business, but certainly any successful business online. So again, jackiealmer.com/PL3. That'll take you into some information on Pure Leverage. Okay, so you don't want to market to your list too soon or pitch to your list too soon. As you're emailing to that list, you can always put in a call to action, different things that you want them to do, but make sure that always comes after providing value to them. Maybe you do want them to take a look at your opportunity, or maybe, you are going to ask, if you're not already involved in a company and you're looking for a business, I would love to share with you what I'm doing. Click here to learn more, or whatever it is. So value first, market second. Value first, market second. But make sure you're including a call to action in each email that you send out. There needs to be, and it needs to end with something you want them to do, something you want them to look at, a video to watch, to comment over on your blog, to go over here to finish reading the rest of the blog, whatever it is. Make sure that you have a call to action that correlates fairly nicely with what it is that your email is about. Meaning, don't, jump off into a whole nother topic. Figure out a way to segue the content that you've shared into whatever it is that you want that call to action to be for your visitor, for your reader in that way. Okay, and then the second part of that, of mistakes that you can make, is not emailing your list frequently enough. Now, I have to be honest, I really struggled with this one when I first heard it, because I kind of was very tentative. Oh my gosh, I don't want to make my list mad. I don't want them to unsubscribe. I don't want them to think I'm annoying or any of those kind of things. Here's the reality of it. People are going to end up on your list that are not your target market. you do not want them to remain on your list, because as your list grows, you ultimately end up paying for what I call subscriber space based on the number of subscribers on your list. And that'll vary with each different provider that you're using. It varies from provider to provider. But really and truly, you don't want to have your list clogged up with people who aren't really interested in what it is that you have to say. I actually heard a saying once that said, make your offer so compelling and be so targeted in what you're sharing that it's so targeted that it becomes repulsive to the people who are not your target market. Now, again, you know, repulsive, that might be a little harsh, and maybe you're thinking, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to irritate anybody. I don't want to be repulsive, but I think you get the point in what I'm sharing there. You have a message to share, you have a goal and an intent, and hopefully you have a plan to monetize whatever it is that you're doing out online. So what you need to be doing is making sure that you're keying in on those people who are part of your primary target when you're doing those things. So, you know, how frequently is enough? I have email marketers who say to email every single day. Some say email twice a day, but I would say at least 3 to 4 times a week to really begin building that relationship. In the beginning, it can be a little challenging because you think, gosh, what do I have to say? Where do I have content? That's where you want to really set a 90-day plan, a 90-day challenge for yourself to blog and create content every day for 90 days, because you can always be going back and resharing that old content, re-exposing that to your list. Because assuming it's a blog post that doesn't expire, meaning an event that you're promoting or something that's no longer available, those posts remain what we call evergreen, and you always have the ability to remarket them out there and capture people when the timing is right for them. Now think about your favorite TV show if you're a TV buff. I don't watch a lot of TV, and I'm going to use Oprah Winfrey as an example, even though I know her show isn't out there anymore. You know, she was broadcast in you know, nearly every country that's out there, and most people are familiar with the name Oprah Winfrey. So Oprah had a show. It aired every weekday at 4 p.m., let's say, and if you're an Oprah fan, you knew that that show was going to be there whether you were there to watch it or not. You want to make your emails kind of the same thing, where people kind of count on hearing from you. Maybe you're not sticking to a, you know, every weekday at 4 p.m. type schedule, but you want to make it such that people are expecting to hear from you, or at very least not surprised to hear from you. It's kind of funny. You will find that the less frequently you email your list, actually the more unsubscribes and the more spam complaints you get, because it's truly a case of out of sight, out of mind. People forget who you are. They forget your name. I know that's going to be crushing to you, but it's really true. They forget who you are. They forget your name. And so what happens is, you know, they kind of move on and they think, who is this person cluttering up my box? I don't think I know who this person is. Boom, I'm going to hit the spam complaint. I'm going to delete, unsubscribe myself or whatever. So you want to remain top of mind so that they at least remember who you are. Now remember, not everybody's going to open your emails every day. That happens to the best of us. Okay, there's going to be a lot of times when it gets deleted without being opened. I do that. You probably do that too. Almost all of us do, and that's okay. But what you want to do is make sure that your name is at least memorable, and that's not prompting a spam complaint or an unsubscribe. Case in point, a very well-known Pinterest marketer whose list I signed up on, gosh, probably 4 or 5 months ago, went for months without emailing her list, and all of a sudden, just this past week, out of the blue, I got 2 emails back-to-back from her. My original thought was, who is this? How did I get put on this list? I'm not interested in what this person has to say, but I was curious and opened it up and realized who it was. But that was a classic case of someone really who should know better because she's a marketer and has done pretty well, maybe not with list building, but that was a classic case of not emailing your list frequently enough, and she was kind of out of sight, out of mind for me, and it made her less relevant to me, honestly, in my world of, you know, interest and wanting to know what people are up to. So don't make that mistake of overpitching your list too soon before you develop the relationship, and certainly don't make that mistake of ignoring your list so that they forget who you are and they cry spam or they hit unsubscribe. Well, the final question that I am most often asked is, how do I go about building a relationship with my list? I hear you talk about the know you, like you, trust you that's so important. How do I actually go about making that happen? What are the key skills to do that? And that is a great question. It's so important. Well, I certainly already talked about the frequency of email, keeping yourself, top of mind so they don't forget who you are, they don't forget why they signed up for your list. And make sure, of course, in the emails and the content that you're sharing, it matches the relevancy of your blog, the relevancy of your giveaway, and why they signed up to hear from you anyway. So that's an important part of it, certainly to begin with. But as you're creating that value and that content, you want to be sharing stories along the way too. Stories are one of the most powerful ways to develop a relationship with someone. Think about your own friendships. Think of the stories you know about people. Think of the stories that you can share. Think of the stories that they share. It's the same thing online. People love stories. People remember stories. They don't necessarily remember all the details of something, but they often remember the story that's behind it. So share your story. Know what your story is. Spend some time and write out your story. And I know I hear so many people right now who are listening thinking, oh man, I don't have a story. I hear that all the time. I don't have a story. Yes, you do. You just don't think that you have a story worthy of sharing. Here's the thing. All of us feel that way in the beginning. I did too. When I was first told by an online marketer, Jonathan Mizell, who was counseling me, when he told me, you got to build a list, you got to build a list. And I said, what am I going to say to this list? Here I am, this little stay-home mom. What do I have to say? Who's going to listen? And he said, I don't know. You're smart. You'll figure it out, but you've got a story to share and you've got to do that. So that was when I started learning how to share stories, and you can too. So start about writing your story. Where did you come from? Now, you don't have to get into all the nitty-gritty details, but you might want to when you first begin to write it all out. And don't be afraid to share your weaknesses, your failures, those things that you have a tendency to think maybe you want to hide because they don't put you out in the most positive light, but will make an impact on someone. Maybe you filed bankruptcy. Maybe you lost a house. Maybe you've been downsized. Any number of things, all of those play into your story, and they don't necessarily make you a bad person. Think about how many people can relate to those certain stories like that, especially in today's environment. That can go a long way into providing hope to people to believe that they can do it too, that if they just, stick with it just like you did, they can do it too. Share the stories, especially if you're developing an online business. How many times have you stayed up late till 2 a.m. burning the midnight oil, tearing out your hair trying to figure something out? How many times did you think, man, it just works for everybody but me? I just don't get it. How many times have you experienced all the different things like that that almost all of us go through, no matter what kind of business we're building? Okay, think about it. If you've opened a McDonald's, you're going to have those stories of frustration. You're going to have that day when five teenagers all called in sick because they're all going to the beach together. But of course, they don't tell you that. They just all call in sick independently, and there you are, left to deal with it, right? Left to suck it up and show up. So, or whether you're building an online business and you just can't figure out how to do exactly what it is that you need to get done. Whether you're building a network marketing business and you can't understand why everybody doesn't listen to what it is that you have to say, what it is that you have to share. Or once you share it, you can't understand why everybody who sees it doesn't get it in the same way that you do. All of us have those stories. If you're in network marketing, we have those stories of feeling like we're harassing and bugging our friends, dragging people to meetings, calling business opportunity leads. Whatever it is, all of us have a story, and all of that makes up your story and is a big part of what makes you compelling to your audience. So use those stories to build that relationship with your list. Are you going to market a specific product? Maybe you're an affiliate for a product. What's the experience that you've had? Again, not to keep beating the drum on Pure Leverage, but here's the deal for me. Why did Pure Leverage interest me? Because for years, I've been looking for a simple tool where I could teach someone how to duplicate what I've done online. The hardest part about building an online network marketing business is duplicating it for other people. They go online, they find me online, they sign up to learn more, they sign up to join the business, and now guess what happens? They want to build in the same way. So they have to be willing to learn how to install WordPress, get a header made, install that, learn how to deal with a theme, learn how to install widgets and plugins, and what does this, and you know, how do you create the Facebook share buttons, and how do you do all these type things? Ah, it was exhausting, and that was the most challenging part. Certainly I had those people that were willing to buckle down and do it, who were as committed as I am, but some people just really felt like it totally looped them out of the game. Here came Peer Leverage with a ready-made blog, lead capture, autoresponders, all in one place for $25. It was so affordable. So it was purely a no-brainer. So as I shared that on my blog, as I shared it emailing to people, I shared with people the reason why. No, I'm not trying to pitch them to get in my deal. Do I make money off of it if they do? Yes, absolutely. I'm not ashamed or afraid to say that. I'm not trying to hide it. But it also, because I no longer offer one-on-one coaching, I no longer do website design, I no longer do a lot of those things, it gives me the ability to plug someone, whether in my own company, whether in my own downline, another company or whatever it is, it gives me the tool to plug them in, get them started, and get them over that initial technical hurdle that is what slows so many people down. So how did I build a fast team in that company? I just simply shared the reality of my situation, why I was open to it, and what the need is that it would fill for me, for them, and anyone who they might bring into their business to simply be able to get them up there. So that's, you know, goal number one with the list: build the relationship, build it through sharing stories, testimonials, and truly sharing value. And that's what's going to make you feel like a friend, make them want to open your email when it comes into their email inbox, make them relate to you, make them ultimately buy from you, refer you to someone else, or hopefully ultimately join you on your team. So hopefully with today's podcast, you've been able to grasp a little bit more about the importance of list building and the role that it's going to play in building your business, whatever it is that you're building online. You can certainly access the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/026. Show notes are there, resources that I've mentioned, and all that type information. So get over there, and if you're not signed up, certainly get profit in your PJs while you're over there. Now, I will be speaking in Las Vegas September 25th through the 28th of this year, 2013. Would love to see you there. Details again on that will be on the show notes. Looking forward to speaking about blogging, meeting you, sharing all about building a business online and all the tools that go along with that. It's a star-studded, it's a Peer Leverage, it's the first event, and it's a star-studded lineup of top internet, affiliate, and network marketers. And you really can't go wrong. It's going to be, you know, a fantastic event that you don't want to miss. So that's it for this show. I will look forward to sharing with you on next week's show. And in the meantime, whether you're in the Northern Hemisphere, like me, enjoying a beautiful day on the deck in the summer, or whether you're in the summer in the Southern Hemisphere, maybe shoveling snow, I hope you're making it a great day and creating the lifestyle of your dreams online in whatever business you're building. Have a great day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.